Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If you want to change the future of America, everyone knows when you look at the art of governance that you have to do it in the minds and hearts of our young generation. And Covenant Journey is one of those ministries that's having a powerful impact on that generation, the millennial generation, if you will. It is taking young Christian college students to Israel for a life transformative experience. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, also president of Covenant Journey. And with me is Cindy Matthews, who is the director of external affairs for Liberty Counsel and for Covenant Journey. And she's been on multiple Covenant Journey trips. Actually, you've been on one more than me. I've got to catch up with
you. Yes, I have.
I've been on more trips than you to Israel, so I'm still ahead, but I don't know. You're already ahead of me on some of the Covenant Journey trips. But you and I have gone on many of these Covenant Journey trips, and these young Christian college students are like family. I mean, they are literally like family, and they have been transformed in their Christian walk, in their understanding of the Bible, in their relationship with Jesus, in their participation in and understanding of world issues and cultural issues and politics and so forth. Some of them have changed their life career because of 10 days of experience that they had in Israel on the Covenant Journey trip. It's nothing like we ever imagined when we created this program.
That's true. They've returned home and realized that not only had they grown spiritually, but had grown personally and really see a difference, not only in their surrounding communities and on their college campuses, but have a changed worldview. And with that aspect, then they really start seeking the Lord as to really, what do you want me to do? They're really focused in on making a difference.
Covenant Journey is open to Christian college-age students who have leadership potential. So you have to show some of the things that you've been doing in terms of leadership, clubs, volunteerism, mission work, working in your church, other kinds of things. We want to have someone who has initiative, who has been doing some things, who is a Christian. And we're wanting to take these young Christian college-age students who have leadership potential and deepen their faith, and literally they will become the transformers of the world. They're the world changers. 150-plus colleges and universities, and that continues to grow. It won't be long. We're going to be probably approaching 200 colleges and universities. And these are all over the country. These are small and large Christian and private and public schools, including Ivy League schools. The criteria is a Christian college-age student who has leadership potential. You can go to covenantjourney.org to learn more about the program. I encourage you to pray about the program, to help financially support the program. There's no better way to transform the lives of a young person than through Covenant Journey. And if you know of someone or you are a college-age student, I encourage you to contemplate it and go to covenantjourney.org. For those who are accepted, it's $500. Everything else is completely underwritten, and it's a top class, the best kind of experience and tour. We're not sleeping in tents. We're doing top class accommodations and teaching with great teachers and experiences that are unparalleled. Just one example of one of the girls who was on the Covenant Journey, and you could repeat this over and over and over again. It's not unusual for these kinds of stories. These are the normative kinds of stories. One girl says in her survey that, you know, she was a Christian and she read the Bible, but these were stories, and it's hard to grasp the stories, how to grasp the reality of them. And when she's there in, particularly in the Ecce Homo, where Jesus was taken before Pilate, and also in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he suffered and really began to feel the weight of sin, that Jesus was no longer just a stage actor on the stage, somebody that you would see like a superstar, distant from you, that you respected. But now Jesus had come and became very real to her, because she realized that he had suffered and died for her, and it just completely transformed her experience.
We actually take the students down into the pit of where Jesus was Lord. And that pit, we explained to them, was filled with human waste and hay. And it's a small area, so to get 50 students down in there and sometimes with musical instruments, it's a tight fit. But then we look up into the ceiling and see the small hole, and knowing where Christ was probably lowered, if not dropped, down into that pit. And we recount that possible experience that he actually was willing to go through on behalf of our sins. Share scripture, we have a time of praise and worship, and it's a moment where students realize to the fullest of the walk that Jesus willingly shared and did on our behalf, and it is truly a life-changing experience.
I get impacted more and more every time I go. It's not like a place where you visit and it's nice and you've been there, done that. Every time I go to Israel, I learn more, I see more, I get more impacted, and I think that's the case for anybody who goes to Israel. You know, in addition to this experience, it goes on afterward. It's not just something that happens in that 10 days and fizzles out. It actually continues to be the fuel to their life and to their Christian faith. But also, Covenant Journey has launched the internship program, and part of that program is opportunities to be an intern and work in Israel, in Washington, D.C., or in our Orlando office. And one of the people who was there was Tom Messick. And we had other people that were in Israel as well. And they spent the summer in Israel having an amazing experience.
Yes, they did. We were able to partner them with a real special community of about 40,000 Israelis. This community offered them public transportation. We were able to house them on a dorm campus of a large university that's there. They were able to experience the daily life of the Jewish people. They were also able to be introduced to industries and businesses in that region that actually employ the Jewish people that work alongside the Arab people. And they were able to experience firsthand life in Israel that is not portrayed by our current media.
Yeah,
totally
it's
different.
Completely different experience than what you see in the media. And when they come back and they're on their college campuses or when they're in life and someone says, oh, we need to go back to the so-called 67 borders, well, that's where one of them was actually doing an internship. Very safe neighborhood, but all that would go back to a very radical Islamic government with the either the Palestinian Authority or Hamas in Gaza. So they have real firsthand experience, and you can't argue against that. And one of them, in fact, started up some social media program for Ariel, which is the city, one of the cities that some of our interns are in. But we have opportunities to put them on lots of different areas, whether it's business or technology or many other things in Israel, just an amazing array of opportunities.
We have pastors who need help during the summer with programs such as our American type of vacation Bible school, graphic design. We have one Covenant Journey student who this semester is actually doing an internship with a large corporation here in America and realized that they also offer opportunities in Israel. So we are going to try to partner him with an Israeli-based internship this next summer, and so the opportunities are just limitless.
And we've had them working with our D.C. office in Capitol Hill. Some of them went to, one of them from the University of Georgia went to see some of the hearings that were being conducted regarding Israel and was able to speak to members of Congress regarding Israel. Lots of different opportunities. So I encourage you to check it out. If you're a college-age student, Christian college-age student, check it out. Or you know someone who is, maybe your son or daughter or your grandchildren or somebody in your church you may know who would be the ideal kind of person. We're not looking for couch potatoes. We're looking for people who are Christian college-age students who are doing something, who want to do something, who want to make a difference. And we want to take those individuals and turn them into Olympians, if you will. I mean, it supercharges their Christian life, and it supercharges their life in general. transformative, frankly, is what happens in this 10-day experience. Go to covenantjourney.org. And I also encourage you to pray about partnership with Covenant Journey. Covenant Journey is a nonprofit tax-exempt organization. Your contributions to Covenant Journey are tax-deductible. It's a ministry started by Liberty Counsel. You can make an online contribution right there online, learn more about it, or you can call. Go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.